keys. First, this. This. It's warm out here. Hopefully not too warm, as we're going to be podcasting in a bit. But then you already know that. Guess you'll find out at the end of the show. Okay. Whew. Or the beginning of the show. These things tend to be cyclic in nature. Okay, we are back. Just got back from the Bigfoot Festival down in Maple Falls, Washington. What a good time. It's just never really a comfortable time of year for it, at least for me. I don't do sunlight. So, I came back a little foggy-headed. The heat just does that to me. So I had the foresight to go back into the past, time travel to this morning, and do some broadcasting from there. So my past self may have the inforama that my present self needs for the show. Nice, though. But I think we had a good time. I think we had a great time, but I'm not sure. Let's see.
Hi, is this on?
It's on.
You got me?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
All right, let's get this outside so we can chit-chat there.
See you outside.
See my lighter?
I got it right here. Got your lighter right there. So, this morning we kind of started up kind of slow. It was a little bit earlier than I wanted to wake up. Face it, really, any time of day that it's early, no matter what the occasion, I just don't like waking up for it, that's all. It's nothing personal, it's just, you know, how I roll. But I went ahead and filled up my tall, looking for Bigfoot coffee cup, and headed out on the porch. Got what?
Lighter.
Oh, lighter. Okay. Let's see, I got one here, too. Ah. Oil the door. The early. The early.
Down.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Just woke up.
Good morning.
Got my tall cup. Oh, my tall Sasquatch cup. Tall Bigfoot cup.
Yep.
And getting ready for today.
And what's today? And, okay, I guess that was it. Today was the day that we went to the Bigfoot Festival in Maple Falls, Washington.
Appear to be having some troubles with the phone.
How so?
That can't happen.
No, not really.
For the one simple reason is that I am in possession of one of the few internet-capable devices in the household anymore.
Oh, yeah. Computer crashed. Huge. Huge. I mean, like, huge.
Well, you want to know how that one happened?
Sure. Tell us.
That's a bit of a long story, but I'm trying to keep it short.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've been trying to get back into World of Warcraft.
I guess the last
few months now, whatever. Finally went through the troubleshooting steps.
Uh-huh.
And by the time you get to steps 3 or 4, you're not able to get back to them anyway, because you've just lost internet access.
That's the trouble.
Yeah, funny, huh?
Shoot it.
So, I mean, it's kind of like just a big, you know, like they flipped me the bird and ran away laughing. I fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Like what?
Now do this step and this step. Now you have no internet. You can no longer bother us. Pooned, noob.
Activision. I blame Activision.
So you can imagine I'm not too happy with that.
Nope, still not.
Well, I mean, really, it's twice now. I'm not about to have to let them have three strikes at this.
Nope, not really. So...
Well, the first time around, I was just trying to redeem a code, you know, to get an exclusive little gorilla pet.
Never trust a goblin.
Out on me. No internet, nothing. The hard drive was ruined somehow.
I think we got Hacksword.
I'm just starting to think that there's got to be something about their system.
Something.
But I'm kind of beyond to trying to figure it out now.
Right.
So yeah, just trying to get the smartphone to wake up.
Wake up, phone.
Try to restart on it. Try to get it going. Try to get myself going because I know everybody's gonna want to go. And we're in reasonably so. We are trying to get this done before the day gets too hot, because last year's was blazing.
Mm-hmm. Fire. It was so hot, I think I spent most of the time there sitting in the shade under the tree. Last year, we had parking in the grassy area, but this year they cleared it out for a children's play area. They had a giant bowling ball and giant bowling pins of... photo booth, kind of so cut out faces so you and your family could be a family of Sasquatch, kind of. I wanted to do that, but by the time I mentioned it, everybody else is kind of heading back to the car because it got too hot for them, too. But they had a lot of cool vendors and booths open, a lot of Sasquatch-themed art and t-shirts. Everybody was wearing Bigfoot t-shirts there. Just about everybody.
Oh, God, I don't know, man. Facebook. Facebook's been patchy as... What's the show rated?
PG-13.
At least for this episode.
PG-13.
Okay, well, I'll leave the French out then.
Thank you.
It's been patchy as F.
Language.
At this moment of time, try to envision my surroundings right now.
Okay.
The sun has not yet quite crested the trees to crawl down the emerald profile to the terra firma and eliminate our walking way.
That's beautiful. Illuminate, whatever.
And induce the sunburns to come later on. The event itself doesn't start till 10 a.m. Matter of fact, let me pull that up for you.
Thank you. Do that.
I know you're going to forget the detail of this on the show later on. You're going to be tired.
I am. So what is it? What it is? Okay, what? Hello? Hello? There. Now.
The Maple Falls Park Bigfoot Festival returns with Let's start that over from the top.
Do so. Do it.
The Maple Falls Park Bigfoot Festival returns with over 40 local vendors. Mark your calendars for August 4th, 2019 and meet up for this fun community event to support Maple Falls Park.
Did that?
Get some raffles tickets for a chance to win 2 inflatable stand-up paddle boards and support park maintenance and future projects. Event schedule, 10 a.m. local artisan and food vendor booths open.
Right.
Kids games and activities. Mm-hmm. Raffle tickets on sale.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Not
kids rock
now.
Painting.
Sorry.
Ah, here we are.
Okay.
12 to 2:30 p.m. live music.
Okay.
2 to 3 p.m. kids rock painting again.
Ooh, neat.
2:30 p.m. Bigfoot costume contest.
Didn't stick around for that.
four-person REI co-op tent and two rumpledown blankets.
I saw the REI tent.
3 p.m. stand-up paddleboard raffle drawing need not be present to win.
Oh.
4 p.m. event ends. Thank you for coming.
Raffle tickets were $10.
So that's the event right there.
Yeah.
It's happening today, Sunday, August 4th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Shut up, Bert.
Matter of fact, there's still time to get down to it.
266. It says here 17.4 miles away, but it seems like a longer drive, don't it?
Shut up, Bird.
So that's all from me for now. Back to your show.
Thanks. Yeah. If I get this published up quick enough, as of the date of this podcast, there may still be time to get down there and participate in some of the happenings down there in Maple Falls. So as soon as this podcast is over, I will get back down into Wi-Fi range and press publish on this, and you can still get in on it.
All right, okay.
What?
No, I got it.
I was
just off of Facebook, okay. Mind if I get a little political here?
All right.
I mean, hell, everybody's politicizing this one, right? So, I mean, okay, so we got these shootings going on.
Great.
Okay, mass shootings perpetrated by white folks.
I know.
And that's the only, if you want to finger point, that's where you want to point, right? I'd say the problem is a little bit more fundamental. It's an abstract concept.
Okay.
It's the steady and persistent indoctrination of hate being worked into our culture.
Okay.
Sorry, still snotting up. Eyes still watering. Still fighting that allergy thing. But I just got on Facebook and I feel the need to say something about this. See, we're going to a large public gathering.
Okay.
And, you know, with all these shootings going on, I couldn't help but think at least somewhere, some part of my mind was thinking, okay, what if this is the next event, quote-unquote, chosen for one of these targeted, programmed individuals to bring a lot of hot lead with them and spread the message, as it were.
The message of hate?
What if I'm in the crowd that gets gunned down? What if me and my family are in the crowd when one of these awesome individuals decides to let loose?
That's not a pretty picture.
And go bullet crazy with this.
I don't know.
There's gotta be something done about this. I mean, this is like 2 days in a row now, and I don't think it's done yet.
Well, you'd think if they could do anything.
Seems to me it can happen anywhere, any place. Anywhere there's a large enough group of individuals, you know, people to just let loose, just start shooting.
We can't live worrying about it.
Now the media outlets have been trying to find commonalities behind these. We're starting to say, oh, that caused this, that caused this, this,
oh, yeah. That. They're the big experts on things.
I'm trying to point the finger at the big picture. But,
all right.
Now, this type of danger has somehow become socially acceptable, a norm.
That's not
the point where some people feel encouraged to decide to execute, literally, no pun intended, these types of actions upon their fellow human beings.
No pun taken.
It's got to be a real disassociation going on there.
Usually,
psychological disassociation. This sees people that they're attacking is somehow less.
But it's not something normal people do.
Justified for attacks like this. We're trying to keep the mood light, man. We're trying to go up there and have fun, but I mean, back to can't help but think, what if this is the large public event
that's
targeted next?
Too much what if going on.
And I hope there's nothing to that suspicion. I hope it's just completely unfounded.
Okay.
And
In a perfect world.
It's bandied about a lot, but I see nothing wrong with it. We need more of an ideal condition. We need to get this addressed and quick. Because we don't want something like this snowballing.
No. It does no man good.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue getting myself ready to go. I think I'm probably going to be the one driving there, so...
I was.
Gonna have to,
I did drive there.
Cut this short, and you'll probably hear from me next. From there, on location, at the scene.
At the scene.
I don't even like the way that sounded.
No.
From the event.
From the event. So, yeah, I did end up driving there, but you know what? It was a nice, smooth drive. You know, as I was going up there, I reminded myself of the numerous times that I've driven there and driven past there, really, to go camping in the glacier area. And it's just really nice, peaceful drive. And unlike most previous times, I didn't have a constant convoy of cars behind me on that one, distracting me from just kind of... relaxing and getting there in one piece. You know, it was rather nice. So I want to thank my fellow drivers for coming through with the civility tip. So, yeah. Well, let's go back in time and see if we've made it there yet.
Well, it's looking like Dad's ready to go.
And we haven't.
Everybody in the household gets ready at different paces.
Yeah. That's true.
There's not much coordination.
Nope. Not really.
That's okay, though. Try not to get bugged about little things.
No.
You ever notice on long trips, though, sometimes you hit that stressful period where everybody's just tense and rah, this and that.
Didn't get there.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen this time around. Otherwise, you know, you get to thinking like if you could have just told ahead of time how the day was going to go, then you might as well just stayed home.
No, it was good.
There's no way of telling at this point in time, though. It's
okay.
Up to you.
Yes.
Doing the broadcasting to tell us all in the listening audience whether it was worth it.
It was. It was.
Was it?
It was, very much. No regrets.
Cool. Yeah, I'm still snotting up. The allergies or something. I've just been having a flare-up.
Every morning.
So I'm hoping today goes smoothly because I don't need that on top of how I'm feeling right now. Also, the Navajo runs and runs well. We just recently replaced the brake shoes in the front yesterday.
You did.
It was a bit of work.
It was. It was a pain, but we did it.
Got that done and then found out that the O'Reilly's people, instead of giving us the spring clips that we needed, actually just gave us springs. I don't know if they were trying to be funny, but I really did not know.
Both. Maybe.
So in trying to get them exchanged back, they hung up on Dad about 3 times.
We won't be doing business with them anymore.
This was the O'Reilly's... not near Walmart. The Walmart O'Reilly seems to know their stuff.
Speak with your wallet.
You know what? I'm not really happy with either of the O'Reillys, really. But...
about to switch to Les Schwab.
There's a fine line between it being the business and whoever is working at it, the employees, you know.
Or both.
Can you blame one for the other? Etc., etc.
Or both.
Kinds of things that you got to consider when you're writing a Yelp review.
Yelp review.
So just when I thought I was done, you know, we got that one all assembled on the passenger side.
Uh-huh.
Sitting down relaxing, and Dad's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm relaxing. And he goes, we still got the other side to do it. I'm like, oh. You gotta replace them in pairs. You can't just do one. It's not superstition, it's mechanics.
Yep.
So hopefully the darn thing ran well.
It did. I was happy with it.
Otherwise, I'm going to be a little irritated.
No need.
Did it?
It no, yeah, it ran pretty.
Well.
It ran well. It ran okay. It ran good there and back. The brakes performed smoothly. There was no more scraping noises like they have been for the past, gosh, while now. And we even fueled up at McDonald's. Gas for the rig and food for us. Food and drink.
Okay, so I've got these business cards with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed a few that I saw laying around. I'm going to go ahead and do some friendly cross-promotion, if you will.
We did. For Warn?
I've got some for Warn Paranormal, the Washington Abnormal Research Network.
We put them up on the bulletin.
On Facebook, on Twitter. On Facebook and on Twitter as Warn Paranormal.
Okay.
Skull logo. And also check out the founder, leader of Washington Abnormal Research Network, leader of the Warren Group, Travis Fletcher of Warren Paranormal on Facebook.
There you go.
I've also found some business cards from Tin Can Odyssey. That's right. You can find them on Facebook as Tin Can Odyssey or Tin Can Oddity Films. Also on YouTube, check out 3 seasons of the YouTube web series Tin Can Odyssey.
Yep.
I figure for a Bigfoot fest, a few aliens here and there couldn't hurt.
Not at all.
Unless they're moth aliens. Those buggers are voracious.
Well,
you don't even know.
I do.
But you want to know.
I do.
Check them out on YouTube and Facebook.
I do.
I think they're also on Twitter as well. Tin Can Odyssey.
They do.
So, there's that. A little cross-pollination.
Pollination.
Pollen. Pollen. My face is still melting. I don't know if these anti-allergy meds are working or not, or if I'm building up a tolerance to them.
They eventually do, but it takes hours.
Definitely stuff up my nose today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, yeah, they were the business cards for Warren Paranormal and Tin Can Odyssey were left on the bulletin boards outside of the Maple Falls Mall or the chalet or whatever it was. So people out that way, there may be some people out that way filtering into both sites as well. So if you find a few extra likes and new members or whatever, new members on your page or whatever, you're welcome.
Maple Falls, here we are. We have arrived.
Hey!
And it's already hot here. Parking this year is at the free parking stage behind the big Maple Falls store, one of them.
Right.
There are only two to choose from. You have a 50% chance of being right if you know which one.
Good outlook.
Here's the family.
Glass half full. So yeah, like I said, they moved the parking this year to the backside of one of the stores there. The one, as you come into Maple Falls, the store that is on your right, if you go into the parking lot there, a little further back, and you might even find a shaded spot to park in as well. That's where this year's parking was, not where it was last year, over down the park itself. I think that's the park. No. The park itself is actually further down the road, which is kind of the irony, because the Bigfoot Festival is actually there to fund the park that's not a part of the festival, as far as I know. I don't know. It could be, but we didn't get around to going down that far.
As predicted, it's hotter than hell here.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I better get in my act together, because if it's as hot as hell here, I'm not ready for hell. I can feel my face skin burning.
Face skin.
So I'm in the shade right now, taking a break, trying to get some of my molecules cooled down a little. Brave checking out the other booths. There's a lot more Sasquatch art, seemingly, than like around this time last year.
Sure seemed like it.
Nice, though.
Very.
Got a food bus here. Chichitty's pizza.
I'm not sure if that's what it was. I didn't see the sign that well. I didn't see the sign on the bus that well, but it looked like it said Chichitti's Pizza. It's in a remodeled school bus that is used for a food truck. The smell of the pizza was good. I could smell the crust and the sauce and the meat and cheese. It was mouth-watering. Kind of regretting not getting any.
Back again.
Hey.
Well, at least I got a lot of cool pictures for Facebook.
Posted. All posted.
Of course, I'm into Bigfoot. Right now, I'm currently in the shade next to the Maple Falls.
Maple Falls.
The store sign is blocked by a big truck, and I can't see it from here.
Get up and check.
I don't want to get up because that means walking into the sunlight.
Okay, sorry.
I could feel the sun burning the side of my face out there.
I remember.
Next time I'm wearing a wide-brimmed hat.
I should have. Oh, well.
I'm just not wired for this weather, I guess.
Nope.
So I called it good and went back across the road, went back to the vehicle, got one of those semi-refrigerated water bottles and mixed in a Jolly Ranchers single packet. I'm good to go.
What are you doing there?
Somebody left a bottle of Corona here with lime in it, but
ugh.
I can only say it's mine because I don't do the lime.
Hold the fruit salad.
Seriously, every time I order a Corona, I say one Corona, hold the fruit salad. I just don't do lime in the Corona. If I do, I just eat it.
Oh.
That's, you know, most of the time, sometimes I will do lime in the Corona.
Sometimes.
Other times, no.
Not all the time. Travis.
Hey. Travis Fletcher, if you're listening to this right now, I think your ride is here.
You want to trade in your Escalade and get a rock star?
I was the rock star, I was the monster. I'm okay with that.
And so... Hello? You're on.
People pulling into the store now has the kind of people watching.
Ah, gotcha.
Macklemore and his son Mark Zuckerberg just pulled up.
A couple of general dude man bros.
It's really nice here.
Generic.
Long pauses in between what I say as I just look around and observe.
Uh-huh.
The darkness.
I noticed.
The world of the light and the living.
The world of the light and the living. I'm telling you, a lot of people were just, you know, walking around in their t-shirt and shorts, and they didn't even seem to notice. Not now. Sorry. Notifications. They didn't even seem to notice the weather. It didn't even seem to bother them a bit, so. I was kind of jealous.
So we're here live on the scene here, back from the Bigfoot Festival. How'd you like it? This year's Bigfoot Festival.
Great!
Good. They liked it.
Still a little warm, though. They're going to have to do something about that temperature out there. It's hot.
Uh-huh.
Really good for swimming, though.
So on the way back, we figured we'd just go ahead and stop by McDonald's and get something to eat, which is really good for those of us who didn't even eat breakfast yet and wanted something cold to drink.
Here.
I got something cold to drink right here. McDonald's unsweetened tea with ice.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we had McNuggets.
Mmm.
And cheeseburger.
McNuggets.
And fried poodle.
That's silly. That is just being silly.
That's my girl.
Well, that's all from us. Back to you. All
right. So, I came home and sat for a bit in the shade and relaxed, and then figured I'd come up and start doing this show.
Keys.
Wait a minute. Deja vu.
it's warm out here.
Didn't we do this?
Hopefully not too warm, as we're going to be podcasting in a bit.
Past caught up with the...
You already know that.
Present.
Guess we'll find out at the end of the show.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Or the beginning of the show.
End. Beginning.
These things tend to be cyclic in nature.
So, the past has caught up with the present, and here I am sitting up in the bat shop, enjoying a cold drink, podcasting the events of the Maple Falls Bigfoot Festival, and for now I am over and out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.